We are learning Maseches Moed Katan, Daf Hey Amad Aleph, and we are beginning from the two dots at the end of Dalet Amud Beis. The Mishnah said, "Mesaknim es kalkuli hamayim shebeshus harabim v'choytin ma'isai." You could fix the water sources that are sharabim. It means a water source that's made for the rabim, and v'choytin ma'isai, you could take out the rocks. The Gemara makes a deal. Zok the Gemara, "Chatita in chafir eloy." You could pull out the rocks, but to dig a brand new water source on Chol HaMoed, that's also loy, that is also. And why is it also? So Tosfos on Daf Beis Aleph says, because that's Tirchi Yaseira. And the Rosh brings down from the Rav at Tzad that maybe it's because of Maisa Uman. So it's mashma that here, even at Tzarchi Rabim, there'll be an Isser of Tirchi Yaseira, Maisa Uman, and only Chatita is Mutas. So Amrav Yaakov Rav Yechon, no, that's a pasuk. Loy Shon El Shem Rabim Tzrich Lehem. This is only if the Rabim doesn't need it. That means, even though Rabim doesn't need them, but still called Tzarchi Rabim, doesn't need this water right now, still called Tzarchi Rabim. And that's why Chatita is Mutter. But to make Chafira Mutter, even a Tirchi Serati Mutter, or even a Maisumati Mutter, it has to be Tzarchi Rabim right now. They need it has to be right now. They need water. They need water on Yonta. They need water to drink right now. Like the Lashon of the Rashi Kisviyad is, She'ein Rabim Tzrichin, She'eshlam Harvi Mayim Lishtois Mehem. They have a lot of water to drink. But if they don't have enough water to drink, then it's mutter, even chafira, because tzarchi rabim is mutter, if it's tzarchi moed also, even if it's tirchi yaseira or ma'is uman. It happens to be a shayla, that the halacha is, that if it's oichel nefesh, everything is mutter also. So we have to call it tzarchi rabim, it's oichel nefesh. So the ritva is the kasha. And there's two truths. And basic teretz is that it's not mamish emergency. They have other things to drink, but there's not enough to drink. So that has to come onto the het tzarchi rabim. So basically, Rabbi Yechon is saying there's a chilek in tzarchi rabim. A tzarchi rabim is not needed now. It's still mutter and chol hamoed, but you can't do tirchi yaseira or ma'is uman. But if it's needed now, even let it do chafira. Break the Gemara kasha. V'chi rabim tzricha lehem mishari is chafira mutter when the rabim needs it. V'atanya. We learned in a brisa. We're going to bring now a brisa that it's shver. I'm going to have a kasha. We're going to bring another brisa until we figure this out. But how you went to the brisa? You could clean out the water source of bar of shichin of aros of a yachid. And it's pashut. You could do a rabbin because rabbin is tzarchi rabbin, and a yachid you could be choytet. And there's no difference between rabbin and a yachid right now. Ve'in choyfrim this brisa. Ve'in choyfrim boiros shichin aros shorabim. But you can't dig a new bar, a new ditch, or a new cave. Sharabim. The ain't tzarich loy mashiyachin. It's posh. You can't dig for yachid because for tzarich rabim you can't. For sure not for yachid. So here in this price, it compares yachid to rabim and says chatita is mutter and chafira is also. So what are we talking about here? My lab is rabim tzrichlem. We're talking about stamma that the rabim needed, and still it says chafira is also. So it's a kasha rav yechanan. So where is the lo? It's not true. We're talking about here where the rabbin doesn't need it, and then like the shtims like Rabbi Yechanan, the only chatita is muta, and chavir is also. For the Gemara, it can't be they're talking about ein tzrichlem because the kavasei gabi yachid. So it has to be yachid and rabbin gabi talking about the same thing. If rabbin is talking about ein tzrichlem, yachid also shein yachid tzarichlem. So then chatita mishari, then chatita is not muta for a yachid because vatayim into the brisa, boirois shichinam arois shal yachid. You let the water go into it because that's not a tircha at all, and that's maybe not even malacha. That's muta chol hamoed. Avaloi chaytetin, but you can't take out the rocks. Loi shofness is game. You can't smooth the cracks. V'sharabim even is chaytetin oisan v'shofness is game. But the rabbin, you could do it. You could be chaytet and smooth out the cracks even when you don't need it. But kapod we see klar. That if you ain't yachid tzarich lehem, it's the first in the brisa over here, that you cannot be chaytet. So it must be the brisa for talking about tzrich lehem. If it's tzrich lehem, rabim is mashma, only can do chatit and not chafira. Velamai, mishy yachid tzarich lehem, the gosega rabim, mishy rabim tzrich lehem, chafira mi aser, is it aser? I'm going to bring now a brisa to support Rabbi Yechanan. It's funny because the Gemara first started off, it's Rabbi Yechanan, really it's a brisa, the following brisa. So Mara says, so Elamai, you have to say that the brisa before is talking about tzarich lehem. And then you tell me by rabim by tzarich lehem, chafira is also. But time went to the brisa, boiros shichin v'orosh al yachid, koins amayim v'soicha. You could be koins amayim v'soicha, v'koitin noisa, because we're going here by tzarich lehem. Avaloi shofenes is game, but you can't smooth out the cracks. Here we're going, you can't smooth out the cracks. But loi choitin l'soicha, which is, you have to take out these words, because it's theorem in the brisa, you take out those words. You can't put like plaster on it. Sometimes we said, Sharabim, you could dig it out and plaster it, even though it's a ma'aseh umot. So you see, there are cases, it could be chayef sharabim. What does it mean? Shrichalem. So, what's on the first price? The first price that it said that Yachir and Rabim are the same, and Chatita is mut, the Chafir is also, that price has got to be figured out now. Elakasha hach, the first price, Tirtzachi. You're going to have to, fix it up. Fix up the price, and fix it up like this. Chaytetin bayrois shel yachid b'shel yachid tzarach lahem. You could clean out bayrois of a private person when the yachid needs it. Bein tzarach lahem shel rabim, and it's pashut shel rabim is mutter. Why? Because rabim tzarach lahem. Because when the rabim need it, afilu chavir mutter. Then even chavir is mutter. So when the Braisa says chatit is mutter by yachid and by rabim, it's kavachayim by rabim. Because by rabim, if it's tzarach lahem, even chavir is mutter. Then it's the price at the end that says ve'ein chayfim baruch yichum arush al rabim. That's the one which ain't rabim tzurich lehem. Ve'ein tzarich lehem v'shal yachid the chi ain't yachid tzarich lehem. It doesn't need it. I feel chatit and nami also. See, the problem with the price is that it compared yachid to rabim. The terzis is not the same, and you just got to put an extra word. We're saying if it's tzarich lehem, so by yachid l'abi chatita, and by a rabim even chafiras mota, and by ein tzarich lehem, then a rabim you could do only chatita, not chafira. And by yochid, you can't even do chatita. Now, obviously in the brisa, it's not there, but we shoehorn into the brisa to understand what we're doing. So now the Gemara is being arrived from our Mishnah that ilada do chafira by Rav and Tzarich Lehem. Amar Rav Ashi, Masis Nami Deka. The Ketani. It says at the end of the Mishnah, a bunch of Tzarchi Rav. The end of the Mishnah says like this. Umusakne satrochem, you fix the roads, vesar achayvois, the streets, ves mikvois hamayim, then va'oisin kol tzarich rabim. It gives a general rule, va'oisin kol tzarich rabim. What's that coming to tell us? So Rav Ashi is going to say, it's coming to tell us even la du chafira. Omar Rav Ashi, ma'asis na bideiko, dektoni oisin kol tzarich rabim, kol asu yimai, lav, la suya chafira. It isn't coming to say, the imik du chafira, be makoim tzarich rabim. So it's a raya to Rav Yechanan and the Braisa. So tomorrow, Lord, I saw you how the Tanya. Maybe it's coming to Marba this thing. It says in this Braisa. It says in this Braisa. Yoytzin, you let it go on Chalamoy, the Kavitz is Rachim, take the thorns off the roads. Will Sakinets or Chayvais to fix the streets. Ves Estra Tais, which is the Sratias, there's the highways that are cleaned up. The Lominus Mikvais, to measure the Mikvais. The Chom Mikvash, Envay Abam Sah. Any Mikvah that's missing from its Abam Sah, from its 40 Sah. Magilum Secha Abam Sah. You could fill it up now with 40 sah. When we naim shum lo yatsu va also call ela shakal dam shenishpuchu sham malalim akasov kilem shayfchem. How do you know if you don't fix up the roads, then any person that gets hurt, it's keilu kila heim shayfchem. It's like the city itself did the aveira. Tamalei vahoya alecha damim. They're talking about getting rid of a murderer. So it says if you don't take care of the murderer, vahoya alecha damim. It's really your problem. Tosfos learns it's a pasuk by Micah. Like upon him. It's a pasuk that says that if you don't take care of safety, it's going to be on you.
What's the ramifications of that?
What? No, just to scare them off. But yeah, I don't have the ramifications, but it's saying that make sure you fix the roads. Because if not, it's dummy to murder. That's what it says. Back upon him, so the Gemara says, maybe, but Israel's around is marbid this price. Now, what are marbid this price? Huh? So the Gemara thought that we'd be marbid, let's say, the case of thorns, because that we don't have yet. So maybe it's about for that. So Mar says, no, Hab Hedik Tayyala. That's what first in the Mishnah already. Mustakas Adrachim. This is our Lashon HaMishnah. Mustakas Adrachim. Vesar Chayvis. Vesar Mekvayis. So, Vais Kol Tzarich Rabim. Lasu Yimai. What's coming to Marba? My love. Lasu Yi Chafira. Shmamino. It's coming to teach us Chafira. And it's Taka how it is. And if you look in the Halacha Lamais and Tof Kuf Mem Dalet Sif Beis, we talk a pasuk like this. And the levels go like this. That a Yachid Hatzarech Lehem. He needs this water on Yontif. Obviously, he has all the drinking water because if he needed the water, it's only water source, then it's eichel nefesh mutter and everything. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about he can use extra water on Yom Tov, so then he could do chatita, which means cleaning out, no chafira. Chafira is never mutter v'yachad. A rabbin, if they need it, then you let it do even chafira. You let it do any ma'isu umma and tirchi zera. If you don't need it, and you have enough water now, and you only need water for after Yom Tov, you still have to do chatita. Why? Because tzarich rabim is mutter, because since everyone's off now, it's going to get done. Therefore, chatita is mutter. Now, if you don't need it at all, so by yachid, you're allowed to do kain sinaisa, which is not a tirch at all, just to let the water go in, that is mutter even by yachid. And that's all brought down in Shulchan Aruch, in Tav Kuf Mem Dal.
Based on what you just said,
yeah.
Why you have chicken at home for your
right.
Why not to make the fresh meat lined up?
No. So first of all, it tastes better. Anything tastes better. No, it tastes better. It's always had even on yontem. You have chalamay. Even on yontem, you do it. Right? Yeah, because it tastes better. Anything tastes better, you'll have to do on yontem. It's my chalav mutter. It tastes better. It's mutter. Not the Gemara writes.
The water source.
Right. The water source is the same water. It's all the same water. You want to be bright. You want to have enough water. So that already is not called mamash eichel nefesh. It's totally in the din of tzarki rab and tzarki yachid. That's what it's telling you. Zok the Gemara Vayit. Then the Mishnah, that one of the things you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed is metzayinin and sekfaros. You're allowed to mark off the burial places. And this way the Kohanim won't inadvertently walk there and come tamei, and or the Truma won't pass by there and come tamei. Therefore, you always make a tzayin on the kfaros. Omer Rav Shimon ben Pazi. Rav Shimon ben Pazi held that, from Taisus Mashma, Rav Shimon ben Pazi held that it was a derais de gedin to make markers on the kfaros. What's the remez from the Torah to mitzayin kvaros? The Gemara is to bring down like 8 to 10 psukim here as remazim that you do tzayin, that you do a marker on a basic kvar, on a kever. Menayin. Tavaleimar, the pasuk says in Yecheskel, it says in the pasuk Yecheskel, this is about Goy Gemagog, that la'asalavoy, there'll be a war of Goy Gemagog, and there'll be bodies all over the place. It says in Yecheskel, va'ovru'a evrim varetz, V'ra'a etzem adam ubana etz leitzion. He's a see etzem adam. He's a build there etzion ad kavru oisem makabrim. So you see this idea of putting a tzion in a place where there's a mace, and it's only a remez. Why is it only a remez? So Taisus says it's only a remez because going osilava. It's not talking about a halacha. It's not as that. Therefore, it's only a remez. Amr v'nei Ravashi, hamikami leisi cheskel man amra. And before Yechazel came, who said it? He's saying that we need a remez from the Torah. Before Yechazel came, we was a remez from the Torah. So Gemara says back, L'tameich, we had this Gemara twice in the past year, once in Tainus, once in Yuma. V'l'tameich, ha'odom Rav Chista, dov ha'zem Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu l'manu. The following halacha was not learned from the Torah, but Madibri Yechazel and Buzi l'manu. See, Gemara is a kasha, like before Yechazel came, how do you know it's halacha of Tzion? So I'll tell you back, I'll tell you a different halacha that we didn't know, that we should have known before Yechazel, but we knew it anyway. Because Rav Chista says that the following halacha is not in the Torah, but it's learned out from the pasuk in Yecheskel. It says in the pasuk in Yecheskel, "Kol ben nechar or alev va'or al basal lo yavei el mikdashi," that someone who does not have a bris milah because his brothers died from milah, so he's not a mumar. He's not doing lahach. He's not doing because he wants to be go kneged Hashem. He pasuk couldn't get a milah. He's not allowed to avoid it. This says the pasuk in Yecheskel. So mekamid leis Yecheskel man amro. Before Yechazel came, how do you know it's halacha? Ella, what must you say? El Gemara Gemir Ella, it was the Kabbalah that a oral cannot do avoda. Va'asu Yechazel va'asmi chayekra, and Yechazel came and asmach from the pasuk. Hachinami here also by tzion also by b'mitzayin in the kvarim by marking the kvarim. Hachinami Gemara Gemir Ella, it was a Kabbalah. Va'asu Yechazel va'asmi chayekra, and Yechazel came and made asmach on the pasuk. So the first makar for tzion mir atayra is from the pasuk Yecheskel. What? Yeah, but that was for a zecher, not because of tshuma. Tzion means like to mark it off for other people. Matzeva means a place to for dairis to be a mokum to be. It's
why,
not.
Why would this pasuk be any more?
Yeah, there's about there was tama goy of the goy gemaga. Why making tzi in there? Only for tuma. By Rachel, by goy is tama. It's not tuma with oil. It's done. And mechalikus was tuma oil by goy. On kapanim, but by Rachel was for different reason. Matseva. We wanted a matseva to place a davin. It's a different thing. From here is the makar. Tzi in the vart is here. This tzi is to protect people. So ravavam mahacha in this pasuk. The pasuk says by mitzayra. But tamei yikra, you should call out that he's tamei, and we darshan tuma kairila by marisle parosh. You have a place of tuma, you make a simon that people should move away. That's what a tzion is. It's a simon people shouldn't get close. V'chein om Rav Azil ba'brei the Rabbi Azil, Rav Azil, who is the grandson of a different Rav Azil, the Rav Azil Rabbi was called the tuma kairila by marisle parosh. They darshan this pasuk that if you have tuma, you make a tzion that says parosh. Break the mar of a high halacha d'asa. Is that pasuk telling us this halacha of tzion? Ahuma barley or something else? Good time to the brayso. Tell me, yikra. that why is Mitzar called out that he's Tomei? Mitzar Kladia Tzar L'Ravim. You have to tell everyone that you're in Tzar. Why? Therefore, they'll daven for you. Ravim Vakshon Lo, Rachamim. So for the Gemara, no. Kim Kain, look at the Tomei Yikur. Say one time the word Tomei. If you want to just tell everyone that you are sick and you want people down for you. But my v'tomei, tomei, tu l'shoynes, shamet mino, tarat. You see both drashas. First of all, drasha that you have to mitzayin kvaris and protect people and say your tomei. And the other tomei is teaching us that you have to tell the rabbin your tzar. So already you have two makaris. Here comes another one. V'ayim ha'acha. V'iver le'site mechshol. And we darshan, even with our pasuk on the pasuk, that make sure Eva doesn't trip on your tumah. So the Eva is still mechzol, therefore be mitzayin the kvaros, mark of the kvaros that a blind person, it means like anyone who doesn't know it's here, shouldn't inadvertently walk on it. But Papa Amar, the pasuk says, va'amar soilu soilu panu derech. Soilu means clear out the area, and panu derech, clean out the road. So from that pasuk, learn that you should be mitzayin the kvaros. And Rav Chinna, at the end of that pasuk, same pasuk, the pasuk says, "Harimu michshol mederech ami, take away the stumbling block, mederech ami." It's another makar for tzion. Rav Shua b'Reid of Idam, another pasuk, "Vedat lemes haderech yelchuba." It's got talking parashas Yisrael. This pasuk talk about the Torah, teaches the derech yelchuba, and when darshening was, that means showed him the way to go. Make sure there's no kvaros here. Mazutu amar vezartem esmeishom tumasam, which pasuk starts talking about tumas nida and zava, but here we're saying it means. Be separate Klal Yisrael from a Tumasam by making Tziyonim. Rav Ashi Yomar, V'shamartim es Shmarti. This is the pasuk about Truma. Watch the Truma. Osu Mishmaret Mishmarti. Make a watch for my Truma. For the Truma, you have to make different protection. That's Truma Gam Tamei. Ravina Yom, another pasuk. Says, V'som Derech Arenu B'yesh Alekim. The pasuk says also, V'som Derech, and we darshan, it means that when you make you make a way, you make a direction to go, not over Tuma, then you'll get a Yeshua. The kids, it says over here again, the drasha of Tziyonim. And this is the last drasha that we have. Once we brought this pasuk, we say another drasha about this pasuk. Or Mishum Levi, Kol Hashom or Chaysav. Anyone who shatzes up, he calculates his ways, Zoychev Rei Yeshua Shagosh Baruch Hu. He'll see the Yeshua Karis Baruch Hu. Calculate his ways means he figures out that it's much more better to do a mitzvah than an aveira. This has schar, this has einchim. He figures it out, he calculates it. If he does a cheshbon ha-nefesh, then he'll see the Yeshua Karis Baruch Hu. Remember, v'sham derech, al tikri, v'sham el v'sham derech. V'sham is also v'sham of calculating. V'sham derech, arenu b'yesh lakim, will see the Yeshua. Rav Yanai, hav lehu tamida. Rav Yanai had a certain talmud, d'chol yoyim hav makshalei v'shabes to the rigla. Every day, privately, when they had a charus shaft, a little shir, he had kashas, he always had good kashas. But b'shabbos to the regila, but on Shabbos, when everyone came, or Shabbos regila, maybe means yontiv, when everyone came to hear the shiurim, at that time, when everyone came, Taitzah speaks out, Shabbos shal yoyim haregel shal yadorshim, everyone was there, it was on yontiv, so everyone used to be there, then he didn't have kashas. Why do you want to embarrass him? Lev makshalei. He didn't ask any kashas. You don't embarrass him because of shach. If it's not a good kasha, he looks silly. If it's a good kasha, you want to slug him up from everyone. Therefore, he didn't ask kashas when it was a big crowd. And Rav Yanai was very appreciative. Kari Alaha, he said on him this pasuk: V'som derech arenu b'eshalakim. If someone knows when to ask, because some derech means he's mechashva shoyis, it says in Rashi. He knows exactly when's a good time to ask. He knows, he figures it out, when's a good time to ask, he will see Yeshua. That's the correct way to go. Rav Yanai was very impressed with his Talmud, the sensitivity of his Talmud.